Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today on In the Spotlight, we meet a player from Germany. A woman whose scoring ability left others here in Finland dumbfounded. A constant threat when possessing the ball and a leading player for her country's national team. One of the most positive persons I have had the privilege to meet in my life. Welcome to the Spotlight, Randi Klerbaum.
Hello, and thank you for these nice words. I'm very happy to be here. It's my first time doing a podcast. And yeah, of course, it's very nice to be invited by my old Finnish team. And yeah, I'm happy to talk to you about the differences between Finland and Germany.
Yeah, so
I think Julppa had something to say here.
Yeah, so Randi, I will try this one in German. So herzlich willkommen zu unserem Podcast, Randi.
Ah, vielen Dank.
Yeah, so great to have you here, Randi. How has the 2021 been so far for you and your team?
Thank you. This year is already, I think, 3.5 months, but in Germany, yeah, we haven't even done some practice because our, Corona rules are quite strict. So, yeah, I had one practice camp about 2 weeks ago, but yeah, we didn't have practice in the hall and everybody's just doing running and physical exercises by him or herself. So yeah, this floorball year hasn't been so great until now for me.
How was last year then?
Yeah.
Yeah, last year was better. I think our season ended right before Corona came, so it was fine. And then we had the summer where we didn't do anything. And yeah, we did the season beginnings in June. So it was everything nice. And we had the first games, but then I don't know how it was in Finland, but we had like a second big Corona wave. So we had about, 3 or 4 games. But then we had the second shutdown in Germany. I think it started in October. So yeah, we didn't have practice anymore. We didn't have games. I had about 2 national team practice camps, but nothing more. And normally there would have been the women's championship qualifications in January, but I think this was shifted. And so the first half of 2020 was quite nice, but then it was very difficult.
I can imagine.
When have you last met with your team?
With my normal team, it was I think in October. So when we had our last practices, and now we're doing these online practices via Zoom or Skype. So I see them there, but in the hall I didn't see them. I saw them last time in October, and about 2 weeks ago we had a small national team practice camp where I saw some of them. It was so nice seeing some of my colleagues again and playing, and it was crazy.
Our season ended, I think, in November, at the end of November here, and we got to practice for a while, but now it's been almost 3 weeks since last practice, and we also have our practices via Zoom, or actually our team has them via Google Meet, but that's the way we keep practicing now. Julppa's team has been for a break.
Since beginning of this month, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I think it's a nice way to do these online trainings, but of course you're going to miss the normal practices, and I miss to see the people and do like the games at the end, and it's so difficult because I think for us Germans it's now about 4 or 5 months where you didn't have a normal practice. And yeah, it's getting a little bit boring. So let's hope that it's getting better now in the summer. But yeah, who knows?
That's all it can do is get better, I think.
Yeah, nowadays. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's true. It can't get so much worse. But yeah, let's see how it's going to be.
How's life otherwise? You mentioned before that you were in the university.
Yeah, so I think I started some month after I came from Finland to Germany. I started my studies in psychology and did my bachelor's in Bonn, where I'm living. And then I moved to Hamburg last October or November because I'm doing my master's here. So I had quite a lot to do with, moving and getting to explore a new city. But yeah, I'm doing my last times of my studying in Hamburg, and hopefully I can join the team here to play when it's good again. But yeah, I think studying, you have a lot to do. So yeah, new city, studying, it's not getting boring here.
That's actually the one German town that I've been to. We have another podcast that we've been recording, and I have to say that during our talks about places that we would want to go visit and places that we would not want to go visit again or at all, I said that Hamburg is one of the places that I would not go and visit again. Okay. I did not have a pleasant journey there.
Okay, let's just say that's crazy, because in Germany it's always called like one of the most beautiful big cities. I mean, we have a lot of small, nice cities, but Hamburg, I think I really like it. But I don't know what happened on your trip, so maybe it's more...
Let's not get deeper into that one.
Okay.
You can listen to our other podcast, then I'll try to explain it in English as well.
Okay, yeah. So, but I can just recommend Hamburg. It's a very, very nice city and beautiful and near the Elbe, a very big, big river. So, yeah. Maybe you should give it a second shot sometime.
I'll think about it. Now that you say that it's good, maybe I can.
Yeah, just let me know when you're in the city, and then maybe I can show you around when I'm a little bit more used to the city. So
that's a deal. Are you planning on staying in Hamburg then after your school finishes?
I have no idea until now. It really depends on what I want to do after it's finished, and I'm more of a person who is seeing how it's getting. So when everything is going well, I'm finished next summer, and until then there can happen so much, and I don't really know in which direction I want to go with working, or if I maybe want to do something else after my studies. So I have no idea what I'm going to do or where I be next year. So yeah, let's see. I mean, I like the city and I could definitely think about living here, but you never know how life is going. So let's see.
We might actually have a question then in the listener part of the questionnaire, so which will dwell deeper into that one.
Okay.
Okay, if you're ready, Randi, I think it's time for 10 questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
Yhtä ulalla kuin mummo kuutamolla ilman sukkapuikkoja. Loistokäästä.
Here we go, the first regular portion of the show, the 10 questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Who is Randi Klerbaum?
23. I was born in Bonn, and now I'm studying in Hamburg psychology, and I think we know each other because I was one season in Finland from 2015 to 16. Yeah, and that's, I hope, because I was invited to this podcast to, let you know some differences between these countries.
Yeah. How long have you played floor ball?
So I started when I was about 8 years old, so that's 15 years now.
What are your first floor ball memories?
Exactly my first practice, because I was the only child with two coaches and my mom, who was sitting near the field with one of the coaches talking, and I was running like crazy through the hall with the ball and a stick. I mean, like a 8 or 7 year old girl is running around, and I was so happy. And then it was, I think, the first games I had with my team, I don't know, some month or maybe 1 year later, and we lost very high. It was very hard. I mean, as a child, if you lose all the time, it's not so nice. And then, yeah, maybe 1 year later, we always won the games extremely high, which was not so nice for our opponents. But yeah, these are some of the memories I have from my global start.
But you were the only person in your first practice, apart from the coaches and your mom.
I was the first girl or the first child ever, because it was like the first practice ever in our team. So I was alone.
That sounds very, very weird.
I'm pretty sad.
Yeah, I mean, it was a weird situation if you think about it. But now when I think about how many people are in our team in Bonn and how big of a family we are and how many of my friends have joined, it's so nice. And it's a very funny story all the time when I tell them people, because nobody believes it. But yeah, it's very, very interesting if you think about it.
Why floorball?
Yeah, I can't really remember. I just, I was dancing before, this kind of ballet thing. And I always wanted to do more of a team sport. And yeah, as I said, floorball was new in our city, and a colleague of my mom told her about it. So yeah, I went to the first practice because I wanted to change my hobbies, and she said, so come on, let's try it. I mean, when you're 8 years old, it's, of course, you think about what you want to do, but yeah, your mom is kind of a forcing factor. And yeah, then I was in the first practice. And then, I mean, I'm living in the street with a lot of childs in my age. And then I took all of them with me, and it was kind of a village team. Then it was so nice. And now it's always that I know so many people since, I don't know, 10 years. And because of that, it was always so nice playing, and it's more like a big family maybe. And yeah, since then, I can't imagine stopping to play floorball.
That sounds awesome. What would you play if you didn't play floorball? Would you just still be dancing?
No. I'm more of a team sport person, and there are a lot of things I would do. I mean, I would love to play tennis or handball, but I always wanted to go horseback riding, which is a little bit different. But yeah, I have a lot of interests which I always wanted to do, or maybe I can do them in the future next to floorball. I don't know, but yeah, there are quite a lot of things I would love to play.
Do you have any floorball idols?
I'm not quite the person who has a lot of idols, but I just always have to remember one of the games when I was in Finland, when we played against the team of the Kauppis. Mm-hmm. And it was so crazy. I remember it so well. And I mean, I'm also playing international, and I always see them playing, or when I have to play against them, which is not so nice. And I think it's so crazy and so impressive to see their playing style. So I'm always, I think they are two very well player.
Have you followed their careers in Sweden now?
Yeah, I sometimes see some stuff of them, or how many goals and assists they are doing. And yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah, they are both.
Yeah, Vero might be the best player in the whole world, actually, right now.
Yeah, that's true.
What are your strengths and weaknesses as a player?
I think, or what everybody tells me, is I have a very good overview on the field. So I'm good at seeing passes and maybe moves, which are good. But yeah, this is also kind of my bad side, because when I can pass, I always pass, and I should shoot more often. And yeah, that's something what nearly all of my coaches have always told me, and I'm trying to work on me, but it's difficult for me. I don't know why, but I like to pass and not take the shoot. So, and my shoot is not bad. It's not because I can't shoot or anything, but I like to pass. So that's one of my weaknesses, I think.
I don't remember that being a problem when you were here.
Yeah, me too.
So do you have any floorball goals or dreams?
Yeah, it's oft. I've always got this question, and I never won the German championships, and I would love to do that one day. It's maybe, I don't know, for you Finnish guys, not so special, but I don't know. I was in the final four one time when it's about winning the Pokal, and I always wanted to win the German championship and be the best one in Germany. So maybe one day I will achieve that, but let's see.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for you.
Thank you.
What is your typical floorball day like? Like during practice days, or then when you can actually practice, or game days?
Yeah, I just wanted to say it depends on the times. But let's say if the holes are open and I can practice, it's normally that, we always had team practices in the evening, about 3 or 4 times, always depends. And then the evenings were full with team practice, and then you do some running or physical exercises on your own most of the times on the weekends or on the days where you don't have any team practice. And before, I normally have university or university stuff to do. And on the weekends, we normally have maybe 1 game or 2 if it's, for example, away and we have quite a long way. So we stay there and have 2 games on 1 weekend. Yeah, so if I have floorball games, my weekends are full with it. But otherwise, I just enjoy the time without floorball.
Do you have any weird traditions before games?
I don't know if I have weird traditions, but I'm a person who needs some time when changing in the locker room. So I really don't like it when people rush or say, we have to go and we have just 2 minutes left. And I really need my time. And in normal life, I'm really not that kind of person who is slow or needs time. But I before games, I always need my time and to change and be relaxed. And maybe that's kind of one weird thing of me.
One question we constantly ask of all our guests is about self-care, about stretching and sleep and food and drink. Do you have anything special to say about those things?
Yeah, I mean, I have a kind of a tradition now in the last season or in the last 1.5 seasons with one of my teammates who's living in Bonn in front of me. So we're kind of neighbors and we always meet before the games and eat some pasta together, which was always quite nice. And I like sleeping, so I always try to sleep enough, which most of the time works. But these are maybe my self-care aspects.
So how do you like to spend your days off?
As I already said, I have quite a lot of university stuff which needs to be done all the time, or some courses. Yeah, and then, of course, the normal stuff, like seeing friends. And now at the moment, I like to explore Hamburg, where you can do so many things. Yeah, or otherwise, I just like to do a nice cooking and movie evening with my flatmate, especially at the moment where you can't go out so much. And I think just the normal stuff. I mean, I like to go on holidays or travel or visit a lot of friends who are living all over Germany, but these are things at the moment which are not so easy. But I think these normal kind of stuff.
Here's hoping that it gets easier.
Yeah, when the summer comes, I'm hoping. I'm quite positive.
Okay, that's the first section now. It's the first 10 hurdles down. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. Okay, I hope.
Yeah, it sounded good, at least.
Okay, that's great.
And onward we go. Listener questions are up next. May the Sahle be with you. Well, now it's time for listener questions. These are submitted by our faithful listeners on various social media or messaging platforms. Are you ready, Randy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the first questions come from amazing podcast duo. And they ask, what's the story behind your jersey number?
Yeah, I would love to tell you a very nice and big story, but there is not such a nice story. I remember it years ago when we got the first jerseys in our team, which was maybe, I don't know, 14 years ago. And I just wanted to have a small number to get a small size. And I mean, now I think I had the number 3 when I was in Finland.
Yeah.
And this is also my dad's birthday. So this is maybe kind of a story, but to be honest, it was just to have a small number. And now when I play in the national team, I have number 18, which has really no history. I would love to tell you something funny or nice, but I'm not so, I don't have a really story to tell about this.
That's usually how it goes for the most part. It's just something that they were given.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of people who have stories or just something why they have the number. But for me, it's not that I could tell a very interesting story about it.
How much do you work out on your own time outside of practice?
Yeah, so normally when we have normal team practices, it's maybe 2 to 3 times a week, and it always depends on what I'm doing. So sometimes I'm just doing a run, which is not so hard, or sometimes doing some intervals, which are of course more hard. And if you do some physical exercise, it always depends. You can do very long ones, or sometimes I'm just doing an intense one, which is not so long. So I can't really give you a clear number of how often I'm doing something, but maybe 2 to 3 times.
Every week. Do you work on your ball control at all?
When I have normal floorball practice, I don't think I'm doing this a lot. Sometimes I'm standing on this, I don't know the English word, but when you do this balance thing, and you're doing where you're just standing and trying, just doing some balance exercise, and then sometimes I'm using ball and stick to just get some control. But otherwise, especially now when I'm living in Hamburg, I don't have so much space and it's very loud, so it's kind of hard to do some extra stuff.
Okay, I understand that. We have the same problem now that we have these Zoom practices that some people just can't do it.
Yeah, it's
What's the secret? What's the secret behind your goal scoring ability?
Yeah, my secret. It's a very good question. Maybe I shouldn't tell it. So that it stays a secret.
It's really a secret, then please don't. But if there's millions of shots, then it's just fine.
You mean my coach would kill me if I tell it? No, I don't know. I don't really have a secret. I mean, I think I always try to look up. And I have my kind of favorite positions where I like to shoot, where, it's harder for the goalkeeper, I think, to get the ball. But more secrets, I can't really tell you.
I remember when you were here and you were just sometimes scoring at will. And it seemed that you always knew where to shoot. Like it was something that we were watching you and you decided to shoot somewhere that we were like, no, not there. And it ended up going in anyways. And it seemed like you had an instinct for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm now playing for 15 years and maybe I just have a feeling where the goal is standing. I mean, after 15 years, I should have learned something. So it's maybe that's the point.
Now you're playing a defender?
Yeah.
Okay, you were on our wing then back in 15, 16. So it's a bit different nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I played defender at the start of last season, I think. But normally, I'm always playing center.
Yeah.
Because I always played it, and then when I was in Finland, I was left wing, and it was so interesting for me. But it's interesting because now, since I don't know, maybe 1 year, I also play left wing in the national team, and it's going quite well. So maybe that's my new position. I don't know.
We're good at it.
Yeah. Let's see.
How many times did Arno call you and ask you to come to Switzerland?
I didn't count. But,
oh, that many?
No, not so many times. You didn't call me for a long time now, so maybe it would be time again. But I don't know, 2 or 3 times maybe. But I can't really remember. So we always had contact, more or less.
Yeah.
So it's not that I could say there are 3 messages where he said, you have to come. So it was okay.
For all the listeners that don't know the story behind this, we have our former head coach when Randy was playing here in Finland was Arno Niemi, and he ended up going to Switzerland and coaching there. So that's why I wanted to ask this one. I remember when you left Finland, you said you were going to the university. You said that you'd think about coming back to Finland after you finished. Is that something that you'd still think about doing?
I mean, I really liked Finland, and I always thought about doing like another exchange year or something. And I would be open to go somewhere else or live there or work there. But I can't promise it. And if I say something now, otherwise, I don't know who's calling me.
All I was asking is if you would think about it. I'm not asking you.
About it.
Yeah, because now that our ladies team is playing at the highest league level here, so I think that would be a very, very good opportunity for you to get that experience as well.
Of course, I saw it, and I'm very, very happy for them. But that would be very nice. I think a very nice opportunity.
I'll tell Matti that you're thinking about it.
Okay, do it.
Okay, so nickname Mark _ Left asks, what is the biggest difference between Finnish clubs and German clubs?
I think the acceptance or the popularity of floorball is so much bigger in Finland. And for me, it was always so nice when I came to the hall and there was just a field. You didn't have to build the ring or take the ball or something, and it was just there. And it was so nice when I came here and I wasn't used to it. And then when we had games, you didn't have to take care of anything. It was just you came, I don't know, to the spot and then you went to the game and then you played. And in Germany, we have to take care of so many things. We have to, get ready and build up the ring and, I don't know, see where the people can sit and everything. So this was so nice when I was in Finland that you just had to focus on the game and not just, do all the stuff around it.
You have to explain to people in Germany that what floorball is.
Yeah. I think sometimes I say I'm playing hockey because when I say I play floorball, it's always, what is floorball?
Yeah.
And then people always think I'm playing field hockey. And they always try to say, no, it's more like ice hockey without ice.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people tell me, I played it in school, and they always mean something else. So we have some people know it. That's very nice. But most people always are like, what are you playing? And is it like field hockey or is it on rollerblades or something? So it's very interesting.
Yeah, I think field hockey is quite popular in Germany and in Australia.
Yeah, and in the Netherlands, which is quite near us. Yeah. So it's always we're mixed up with them.
Okay, so Marco Extend, if we were to serve you a cake, what kind of cake would you like to have?
That's a very good question. Yeah. Cake is always good. So I really like the good old chocolate cake or brownies. But cheesecake is also a very good one. So I can't really decide because I also like strawberries on a cake. It always depends on temperature and if it's spring or summer or winter. So yeah, but I think I would go with brownies.
Yeah, good choice. So what are the biggest differences in coaching here in Finland and there in Germany?
I think one of the things which is very, I think you have in Finland, coaches have a better, have more experience, better experience. And we don't really have like a coach seminar or anything in Germany. I mean, we have a lot of coaches which played and have a lot of experience. I don't want to say that German coaches are bad. So I really don't want to say that. But I think you have like seminars in Finland or so much more opportunities if you are a coach that you can do like some extra stuff to be more experienced. And in Germany, I mean, we have a lot of coaches which are so, they're so motivated and do so many things, but we don't really have money to pay them. So a lot of people who are interested in floorball, they want to play. So we have a lack of coaches. And so we have a lot of teams who also don't really have a coach. And I think that's so nice in Finland that you have, I think every team has one coach and one extra coach. And that was, I don't know, when I was in Finland, so nice to at least have two people standing near the game who can talk to you and give you things which you have to look at or which you have to do better. And that is so, so nice. And that's kind of one of the things which is very sad in Germany when you don't really have a coach or not a coach who has so much experience.
Yeah, and let's go to the last but not the least from Marco. Do you miss the sauna?
The sauna, yeah. I mean, my parents have one in our hometown. But it was, I remember coming home after practice, especially in the winter times, and my host family always had the sauna on. And it was the best thing to just go there and then go showering and then go to bed. And it was, I was always so happy after this.
Nice.
Yeah.
A good, good advertisement for sauna.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's move on to the next question giver. Ville the Big Boss asks, would you recommend playing in Finland for a young German player?
Yes. I definitely would recommend it. I had a very, very nice time. I mean, I really like the country and I think it's always coming with the circumstances. So where you're living and what you want to do. And I think because I did an internship, so if you just play, it maybe gets a little bit boring because, I mean, you have practices, but not 24 hours a day. But It's a great league and it was always fun with the girls and doing trips. And I think we just had one game in Rovaniemi, I think, was it? About Oulu. Yeah, Oulu, about 8 hours. So because I'm not just used from Germany that you always drive a lot of hours. So this was very nice in Finland. But it's, I don't know, the circumstances are so great and I can just recommend it. It was for me best decision to go there and to see at least one season in a different country with which has so many better opportunities.
What are your main thoughts about your time here in Turku and FPS Loisto?
Yeah, I have a lot of different thoughts. I mean, for me, it was first time for a longer time to be away from home, and I wasn't just, I think I just turned 18, so it was at the beginning, maybe it wasn't hard, but it was, it was an interesting time. But I had a very nice host family, which I always think about because I had such a great time with them. And then it was such an intense time with the team because it was so much time which I spent with floorball. And it was, I mean, I also play a lot of yeah, I play a lot of floorball in Germany, but it was so much more intense. And we had, I think, a lot of nice wins. We had a lot of, yeah, stupid losses. So it's very, very mixed thinking when I, yeah, think about the time. But it was, yeah, was very, very nice time, and I wouldn't miss it.
Stupid losses. I think that pretty much sums up our season, yeah.
Yeah, it was. We had stupid losses, but it's not all negative for me. I mean, we had wins and we had great practices. And I met new people. I got new experiences. I was in a new country. So it's not for me that I just think about it, oh, it was stupid or not so nice. It was, yeah, for me, it was exciting and to get to know new teams. And yeah. This was also
it was tough for a while, but we had fun as well, even though we lost a lot.
Yeah, that's true. No, I mean, everybody likes to win, but I'm not a person who's losing and then everything is stupid and I'm just going to be upset for a week. So it's not for me. So I can work with losers. So I'm also seeing the maybe positive things. So it wasn't so bad at all for me.
During your stay here, you lived in Naantali, and you worked in a German language daycare. Was it in Turku?
Yeah, it was in Turku.
How was that experience like for you?
Great. I mean, for me, it was good to have something near to the sport, because for me, it would be boring to just have practices in the evening and then on the day, I don't have to do anything. And I had a great team there. It was a younger woman, which, yeah, was from Finland, but could speak very well German. And then a German older guy speaking very well Finnish. And then there were so many kids, and it was always so much fun doing stuff with them and trying to, yeah, some of them couldn't speak German so well. So it was always very, very funny to communicate with them and, I don't know, to go outside, to play games, to see how it is to be, yeah, like speaking Finnish and German and living in Finland, but getting to use the German language. So it was very nice. And it was, I think, very good that I had this opportunity to do this internship next to the sport.
This question is not from Ville, but I had to ask, do you still keep in contact with your host family or anyone from your job?
Yeah, I have. Sometimes I have contact with my host family. We don't have so much contact, but sometimes we write each other on birthdays or when I have, for example, an international tournament. And I wanted to see them like last December, or I wanted to ask, but because normally there would have been this men's championship in Helsinki, I think, and we would have a practice camp, and I thought it would be so nice to see them, because I think one time after I went home from Finland, maybe 1 year later, I was also visiting them. It is always so nice to see them. So yeah, hopefully when I'm in Finland next time, I can see them again.
On to the next question, giver.
So Teemukin Instassa asks, is there a country where you would not go play for floorball?
Oof, that's a good question. But I think no. So, I mean, there are maybe some countries where I would go and my focus wouldn't be on floorball. So, I mean, there is floorball in nearly, well, not every country, but in a lot of countries now, which is great. But I think once some countries, if I would travel there, I'm maybe there to be on a holiday or just to see the country. And then, yeah, I wouldn't play floorball there. But I wouldn't say that there are special countries where I would never ever play floorball.
Yeah, so I don't know if you follow our ladies team anymore here in Turku, but Teemu wants to know that who do you think wins a game between your team Bonn and our ladies team FBC Loisto?
I mean, I follow them and they are very good at the moment. So, I mean, I don't want to blame my team in Bonn. I mean, we have done a lot of good things in the last years, and we got very experienced, but I think you would win.
That sounds like a game we should actually do someday.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Then if you find a new team in Hamburg, so maybe with that one, that would be a great game.
I would love to do that. I mean, we can play against every team, but I would always do this. So it would be so great to see you again and then play against you, and it would be very funny, I think.
Okay, that's actually the last question that we have in the listener questions, but your old coach, Arno, wanted me to say something. So this is not a question, but a comment on you as a player and as a person. Arno says that it was fun having such a talented player in our team. He also said that it was amazing that a young girl from Germany came and dominated in one of the best junior leagues in the world. And he also wanted me to give you a big hug. But seeing as I can, because we're doing this this virtually, so consider this a virtual hug from Arno to you.
Aww. Thank you so much. This really means a lot to me. Thank you. And yeah, a virtual hug back.
So, but that's it for our listener questions. How do you feel?
It was fine. There were a lot of funny questions, interesting questions to think about. It's very nice.
And all that remains now is the hardest part, the speed round.
Ay, ay, ay.
Tämänkin podcastin sinulle tarjosi Sählyäliöt. So, okay, Randy, time for the speed round. Just answer with whatever pops in your mind. Are you ready to go?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Excellent. So, best locker room song?
German ones, which you don't know. So, Geh mal Bier holen.
Okay.
Okay.
And the second one, what floorball stick do you play with?
Unihoc Extreme.
Favorite position to play?
Center.
Best meal on a game day?
Pasta.
Favorite drink?
Water.
Favorite snack?
Banana.
Best away stadium?
Weißenfels.
A pass or a goal?
Pass.
Worst mistake you can make on the court?
Yeah, that I play a bad pass and then the opponents make a goal.
And the last one, funniest teammate?
Elena Bröker.
Is that someone that we should have as a guest on our podcast?
I mean, I can ask her. She's my neighbor from my okay. street. So, yeah, I can, I don't know. Maybe it would be funny, but I'm not so sure if she wants to do it. But you can just ask.
We can put that in the maybe column.
Yeah, just do it.
But that's it. That was all of the questions that we have in line for you.
Okay.
How do you think you did?
Yeah, it was the first question I didn't really get. And then it was like my brain, I'm generally very bad with songs. And then I got the question wrong. And then there was like a blackout, which was so stupid because this is not an exam or anything. But yeah, maybe a little bit embarrassing, but the rest was fine.
Where was the best away stadium? You said something. I actually had no idea what you said, but which town is that?
It's Weißenfels. In the east of Germany.
Yeah, I've been following your career there, so I know most of the team names.
Uh-huh.
So is it in Dortmund?
No.
Okay.
Dortmund is more near Bonn, it's in Western Germany.
Oh, okay.
But Weißenfels, it's a very small town, but they, because they are a small town and they have they have a very nice big hall and they always play there, and I think they are the basketball team, they have a quite good one, is also playing there. So it's always so nice to play there because, yeah, the ground is nice and, yeah, they also have nice locker rooms because I also set them because I understood you want to know where which team has the nicest locker rooms. But it's always very, very great to play there.
Yeah, actually, if I remember right, World Junior Games was played there in 2011, maybe.
Yeah, could be, because they are very motivated to, or they are also very engaged international.
Yeah.
So it could be possible. 2011, I don't remember, but they are also, or they always having some tournaments and stuff. So it could be, yeah.
Yulpa is our walking floorball databank, so he usually knows these things.
Okay, yeah, then this is
That's how it goes with this podcast. Yulpa knows everything, and I speak everything.
Yeah, well, that's a good decision. So why not?
But now, I said in the beginning before we started recording that if you had anything to say to the folks at home in German, now is a good time for it.
I just have something maybe for the folks in Finland.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah, so my best friend is doing an exchange year next year in Turku, and I said to her that I try to find a flat for her or maybe a room. So maybe next year I have to come back to you to help me to find a room, because she's a very nice person, but she doesn't know anyone there. So I said I help her to find a room. So yeah,
nice.
Just keep that in mind. And I mean, she played a little bit floorball. But yeah, she's not there to play, she's there to study. But
if any one of our listeners has an extra room in their house or knows someone that has something to offer, so
yeah,
you can contact us or find Randy or in Instagram or something.
Yeah, like it's always
that info going.
Yeah, that would be nice. No, I mean, it's in January, but. Yeah, it's a nice coincidence, I think, because I was there for 1 year and now she's going, and she's a very nice person, so I can just recommend living with her.
Sounds good. We'll do what we can.
Thank you.
But thank you, Randi, so much for coming on to this podcast and for this interview.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was very nice, and it was very nice hearing from you after all these years.
Yeah, we've had a few text messages or Facebook Messenger messages, I think.
Yeah.
But nothing major. But it was really, really nice to hear from you after all this time.
Yeah, same. And it's very nice that you're doing this podcast. It's even this time, it's very nice.
This is the first one that you can actually listen to and actually know that what we're saying there.
That's true. I mean, I learned Finnish when I was in Finland, but it wasn't so good when I was there, and now 5 years later, it's really not very good.
Now that you mention it, is there anything that you can, like a sentence that you can say in Finnish?
I just know that here, I love you was Rakastan Sinua.
Yeah.
And then if I would think about it some more time, I mean, I know some words, even when we had this chat and you wrote it Finnish. I understood some of the things, but sentences, it's hard for me.
Yeah, and curse words are usually the first ones to come and the last ones that you remember.
Yeah, I remember Sanna teaching me a lot of words, which I forgot most of them, but it was very funny all the time.
I can totally imagine Sanna giving you lectures about Finnish language.
Yeah. Always when we drove to games or came from them, it was very nice.
Yeah, that was a great team.
Yeah, that's true.
Yulpa had something to say in German again.
Okay, so vielen, vielen Dank für das Interview und weiterhin viel Erfolg.
Thank you. Dankeschön.
Thanks, Randi, and let's keep in touch.
Thanks, Randi.
Yeah,
all the best to you and yours.
Yeah, I wish you the same.